This is IGN.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
The last case of Benedict Fox has a striking sense of style and some truly stimulating puzzle solving to help it stand out from the side-scrolling platforming pack. Unfortunately, it doesn't quite have all the fundamentals covered, with sluggish controls that weigh heavily on combat and platforming, and a lack of story objective signposting that makes navigating its expanding rabbit warren of wonders far more mystifying than it should be. As a result, it's a disappointingly uneven adventure that's just as likely to engage as it is to enrage, and there were lengthy stretches in its back half where Benedict's last case started to feel worryingly like a lost cause. Certainly one of Benedict Fox's greatest strengths is its consistently outstanding art direction, contrasting disgusting tundra-filled swamps with shards of stunning stained glass, and the way its engrossing otherworld eventually spills over into the psyche of a second victim brings an interesting new perspective on the old Fox's fate that maintained my interest in the unfolding mystery. Benedict Fox's combat is noticeably hit and miss. Faced with a modest variety of demonic enemies, the basic routine consists of unleashing three-hit combos and charged attacks with Benedict's blade to fill up his flare gun meter, before dodging your way to a safe distance in order to blast a finishing round into their phantasmic faces. The problem is that the rhythm of combat is hard to maintain due to the stilted attack animations and annoyingly unresponsive inputs. In contrast with its combat, Benedict Fox's puzzles are generally of a very high standard. Oftentimes, gaining access to locked areas and other Metroidvanias effectively amounts to working out which special ammunition type corresponds to which colored door to blast open, but Benedict Fox's brain teasers are closer to the kinds of riddles you typically find in point-and-click adventure games, making for a surprisingly cerebral challenge that's refreshingly atypical for the genre. The Last Case of Benedict Fox features a wonderfully unique supernatural setting that's full of interesting ideas, but mixed execution and control issues meant that I could only enjoy its morbid mystery in patches. While I derived great satisfaction from completing its genuinely taxing puzzles, my progress with the main case too often stalled thanks to ambiguous objectives and poor navigation tools that had me retreading sections of its sprawling map to an exhausting degree, routinely stalling the story's momentum for prolonged stretches at a time. Many of its flaws are the type that seem like they might be remedied via post-release patching, but in its existing state, The Last Case of Benedict Fox is like one of its protagonist's bungled double jumps. It reaches for greatness, but falls a bit too short of the mark.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.